Welcome to High School Sports Scoreboard, brought to you by Gelco Plumbing and Thurmont Country Kitchen. And now, High School Sports Scoreboard.
All right, high school football fans, we're here in week 8, and with only 1 week left in the regular season, heading into the playoffs in the first week in November, we came away with the feeling that this is the time of year when teams should be peaking, but far from it. Remember the old adage, when big news came out, stop the presses? Well, that literally happened this week to the Frederick News Post when their press machine broke down. I guess it's a good thing with all the blowouts last night. There was only one good game at Middletown. There was no high school hangout with weekly stats on Thursday. None of the Wednesday games were reported in the paper on Thursday. Friday was vanilla, and today, nada. Only two games covered in the paper from yesterday, Middletown-Brunswick and Catoxin-Walkersville, and no scores or updates from around the county. Wow, what is going on at the Frederick News Post? That paper has really gone downhill over these past 10 years, especially from a sports perspective. They still have strong sports writers in Swadek, Cannon, and Dacey, but their editors don't give them any good assignments anymore, and the sports page gets smaller every year. They care more about the Ukraine and bashing Trump than covering our hometown heroes in the paper that used to drive fan excitement here in Frederick County. It's sad, but true. Okay, let's get started trying to catch up on some scores and highlights from last night. The big news, Oakdale remains undefeated at 8-0, defeating Urbana at home 42-22 last night. Oakdale started out slow, with Urbana taking a lead 12-0 in the first quarter. But then Oakdale fired off 21 points in the second to take a 21-14 lead in the halftime. The defense clamped down on Urbana for the rest of the game, while Evan Austin, Hunter Thompson, and company tossed another 21 points up in the fourth quarter to ice the Hawks. As the playoff picture unfolds for the number 3 public high school ranked team in Maryland, the Bears will certainly draw Rockville at home, and then they will be guaranteed home field advantage throughout the postseason as the number 1 seed in the entire 3A. Urbana will probably draw Watkins Mill in their regional playoff home opener. Linganore rolls over TJ 47-6. Linganore is now headed towards their annual end-of-the-season matchup with Urbana at the I-70 Classic next Friday. The Lancers are a solid second seed in the 3A West, right behind Oakdale. Linganore will end up hosting either North or South Hagerstown in the opening round of the regionals on November 2nd. Frederick blanks Tuscarora 47-0. Frederick and Urbana are sitting in the number 1 and number 2 positions in the 4A-3A West. Frederick will probably play Tuscarora again in their regional opener in the playoffs at Frederick. In the best game played in the region last night, what looked like a Middletown romp at 19-0 headed into the fourth quarter all of a sudden became a nail-biter, with Brunswick roaring back to score 14 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. Mosley blocked a punt for Brunswick, and that led to the first score when Ben Wells punched it in from the 2. And then a fumble gave Ethan Houck a 4th and goal, and he ran that one in for the score. But the Middletown defense held with 4 minutes to go, and the Knights earned the W in spite of the scare, and a good lesson for their team to play all 4 quarters, not 3. In a disappointing game that we covered last night on the radio at Catoctin, the Cougars were devoured by a Lion from Walkersville for the 7th time in a decade, in a lopsided 48-0 showing. This is the second time this season the Cougars' offense has embarrassed themselves with a big goose egg on the scoreboard. Last week at Smithsburg, county-leading quarterback Hayden Matthews turned an ankle, and junior Seamus Stull took over at quarterback to lead his team to victory. But during practice this week, Stull did his ankle up, and when the game started last night, both quarterbacks were standing on the sidelines, not dressed, with ankle injuries. That left running back Jacob Bell and wide receiver Vince Reaver to run the offense last night. The Cougars were 1-for-5 passing on the night. Walkersville showed the 2A that you better be ready up front to stop their running back tandem of Bennett and Ross, Thunder and Lightning, who finished the night with a combined 254 yards rushing on 24 carries. That's 10.5 yards per carry. Whoa. They ran all night right at the teeth of the Catoctin defense, switching back and forth from a pro set to an I formation. And after they took a 42-0 lead into the halftime, they subbed out the entire first team. Sophomore Colton Amarell carried the load in the second half. He looked very good, too. That Lions O-line is big and strong, and they come at you. Walkersville has a big game against Middletown next Friday, and then depending on that outcome should draw the 4th or 5th seed against Centennial of Howard County in the 2A West. But Walkersville has to be looking ahead to what every team in Frederick County fears, a matchup with the number one seeded Damascus Hornets, who slid from the 3A West into the 2A West this season. Hey, just go ask Linganore. So here's our game schedules for next week, the ninth and last regular game of the season. Brunswick at Catoctin. Hey, it doesn't get any better for Catoctin at home again, and the fans might get a little surly after another disappointing Cougar season under Coach Rich. They are 5-13 under his leadership, and this year with some pretty good talent. The good news for Brunswick is they will probably get to do it all over again in the opening round of the playoffs at home against Catoctin, just like last year and the year before. Frederick hosts TJ, an almost certain win for the Cadets. Linganore's at Urbana, a really good game with major playoff implications. Middletown is at Walkersville, another big game with huge playoff seedings. Tuscarora has the unenviable task of finishing their season in front of the home crowd against, you got it, Oakdale. Oh yeah, and finally, a big shout out to our Fairfield Knights friends up in Pennsylvania who notched their first victory last night against York Catholic 21-0. Way to go, guys. That's it, folks. That's your high school sports scoreboard wrap-up for Week 8. We'll see you back here next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. Let's get back to some great music and fun with Nick Brady and the Brady Brunch.
You've been listening to High School Sports Scoreboard right on Cool Oldies 1450 THU. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for High School Sports Scoreboard.